Coach, kind of a mixed weekend here. 4 days here at 4A State, 4-1A girls wrestling, and then the boys. And, the one state champion out of a state runner-up and a few, four total state placers. How would you describe the weekend?
First off, long. It's been a long, get here Tuesday, and we're finally getting ready to head home. Overall, though, I feel like we wrestled pretty well. We got ourselves in positions to win some more matches than we actually did. But that's one of those things. You get mat time, mat awareness, all that kind of stuff. So I'm proud of all of them. They wrestled hard. Stinks for Evan that he wasn't able to make the podium. But wrestled his tail off, gave it everything. Wrestled tough matches. But overall, I think it's a good start. To see what we could possibly muster up next year and the years after that. So,
kind of going back to the girls on Thursday, you had two placers. Jonna Sowers fought her way through the backside to get to the third place match and lost fourth place. But Michaela was a two-time state champion for you.
Yeah, no, those girls they wrestled really tough. All the girls that came wrestled tough. Ashlyn did really well too. She went 0-2, but I feel like maybe that gives her some fuel for next year. It's going to stink losing those two seniors that got state medals, but I feel like it's a good start for our girls program. Got our first two-time state champ. I mean, Michaela, I think she finished 53-1. That's pretty impressive. So overall, I'm excited to see the girls program kind of taking off, and I'm excited to see where it'll go.
Now, flipping over the boys, you have six wrestlers here. You get two on the award stand, but I think the exciting part about it is everybody won at least one match here.
Yeah, no, everybody we brought won at least one, made it to the second day, and a lot of those kids, they wrestled tough. Kudos to Colin, he fell short there in the quarterfinals, and he managed to battle through and get to the podium. Houston battled through, managed to punch his ticket to the finals, wrestled really tough. Alex, just a sophomore, got here. We're losing Evan as a scorer for next year, but the rest of them are returning. And getting those points back, that's great. Hopefully we get some great leadership moving forward and see where this stuff can take us.
Well, kind of going on Houston, he had a rematch in that championship finals with the loader from Clay Center, and boy, he looked about as sharp as he had in the first period all season long against some high-quality wrestling. It was just unfortunate he fell just second short.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where at some point you got to kind of take a step back and see what you got. But he wrestled tough competition all weekend. I think he knocked off the number one and the number, five or something like that, ranked kid in the state. And the battle there, he controlled those matches. He was in every single one of them, and that's a great confidence builder moving forward.
Yeah, going from unranked to second in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Kudos to him for wrestling his tail off this weekend, and that kid deserved every bit of it.
Well, you get a lot of points returning back for next year. Lose just one senior. We mentioned that here, Evan, but how exciting is this looking ahead, but after looking back at what all your kids did from really December to now?
It's really exciting. Hopefully we hit the ground running next year and we can kind of ease into that gas pedal a little bit and make a solid push. So.